You're listening to an HT Smartcast original.
Welcome to another episode of The Gear Shifters, जहाँ पे we talk about everything automotive, चाहे manuals हो, automatics हो, EVs हो, hydrogen हो, two wheelers हो, four wheelers हो, six wheelers हो, अगर उस पे एक engine है and it can go fast, we will talk about it. And this weekend, we in India are going to be celebrating Mother's Day as well. So the team thought के why not give a twist हम लोग के show के ऊपर. So, why not get a guest on the show? Someone who is not only an automobile enthusiast, but also a mom. Someone who's not just a biker, but also a traveler. So, ladies and gentlemen, aaj on the podcast, we have with us Manjula Narayan, editor, books page at the Hindustan Times. She's a mother of two sons and three dogs. And one of the few females who rides a Royal Enfield Thunderbird. मतलब एक अनुष्का शर्मा थी इन जब तक है जान and now Manjula, it's you.
That's nice.
welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Hi.
So tell me, how long have you been riding this Royal Enfield Thunderbird of yours?
This Thunderbird, I think I bought it about 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. Huh? Before that, I used to ride an Avenger, and before that, I used to ride an Activa. So it's been a progression of sorts.
Okay, so ride us through this journey of yours from the Activa to the Thunderbird. How did it all start? Was somebody in your family always riding and you were like a pillion rider? Yeah, you always wanted to get into riding. What was the scene?
Well, you know, in college and all, one had friends who had bikes, proper bikes, and you know, I would always be pillion. Because that's what girls did, but you know.
Correct.
And then I had kids and all, and then you have to like do the school run, and you know, so you didn't want to take the car, so you just got on an Activa and you went and you dropped the kids to school like people do, you know, the school bus and all. So I used to do the average mom thing, but doing that, I was like, you know, I need to get a bike at some point. I can't be riding an Activa.
पूरा माचो खराब हो रहा था.
Yeah. So then I went ahead in like around 2016, you know, I bought a bike and I started riding it. So yeah, and then it's been bikes all the way from there.
Wonderful. So now you've been riding for, I would say, more than 15 years.
General riding, yeah. Bikes,
plus, minus.
Maybe not that long. Yeah.
So, in terms of our society, matlab, them perceiving women riders, how do they perceive women riders? Ke yaar, isse dur hoke chale, ya fir they are like, bahut achhi cheez hai.
Arre, it depends on what you're riding. If you're riding an Activa, you know, people really think, hey, didi, you know, crazy woman. But if you're riding a serious bike, people are generally, actually, they're very respectful, and they are, you know, I've had men coming and saying, "Arey, mere beti ko bhi, you know, bike pe sikhana chahiye, and kahan pe sikhaun isko, and you know, stuff like that." I've, you know, even even when you go into villages, I remember we were in some place on some highway, and there was this guy who came in with his who was walking past with his sister, his younger sister. She must have been 14, 15, and she just started wearing a hijab and everything. And he said, "You know, she loves bikes." So I said, "You know, you should like then teach her." And she was like, "Yeah, I want to learn." And you know, and he was quite keen also, and I'm sure he did. So yeah, all sorts.
Like, that's what? That girl must be in her early teens?
Yeah, she was in 14, 15. Yeah.
Yeah, so the family just coming out and saying ke isko bhi sikhana chahiye, it's a huge booster for a teenager, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, for you as well, when you wanted to start a two-wheeler, so to speak, back in the day, Activa times, so was there a thing from your family ke यार इसको करो चलाओ गो फॉर इट देखी जाएगी. Who was that one person who was pushing you?
I think it was actually my niece who taught me to ride the Activa. Yeah, yeah. So she was younger, obviously. Nice. And I was like, I was on holiday. I said, chalo, teach me. Huh. And she did. So, yeah. So actually, I learned from family member. But it wasn't a family member, like, was an authority figure or anything.
That's okay.
Everybody was cool about it, you know.
Huh, correct. So, was this the Goa trip?
No, it wasn't a Goa trip. Though Goa, of course, I've ridden so many Activas. Yeah.
Okay, so now you're a mother as well. And is there any overlap between motherhood and riding?
None at all, except for the fact that, you know, I need my sons to be around if I want to take off anywhere. That's the overlap.
Do your sons ride as well?
No, they don't. They don't ride. I'm quite happy that they don't ride. I want them to drive. Yeah. Be inside the car.
Yeah, dekho. Aaj ki ma.
Aaj ki ma. I don't think young men have the, you know, they're not very stable. I think they should be inside and protected in a car. So, yeah.
That's We're still talking about the bike. Them on the bike. That's it, right? Those lines
they should
are
be
all
in
over.
A car. I can be on a bike.
Okay. But having said that, but like, do you involve, as in they don't like to be on bikes, yaan phir you would want them to be in the car? That was, I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, they, you know, I mean, occasionally the elder one tries to get on the bike and I say that, you know, I don't think, I mean, once I did give him the bike and he fell down somewhere. So after that, I was like, it's going to be another time, boss. Achcha. So, yeah.
So, you know, the reason I can totally relate to that because, so I'm based out of Dubai, but every single time I used to go back home and my dad, he was a like an avid driver. So har bari, like right till the very end, he was driving a car. He was 80, 82, 83 when he passed away. And he was always driving. Like he's driven up north, say, all the way till Kanyakumari, from Rajasthan, all the way up till Calcutta and all of those places. And he loved driving. So every single time I used to come back and I was like, "Acha chalo, main aapko leke chalta hoon yahan pe, ya kuch saman lekar aana hai." So he always used to say, "Haan, chalo, lekin gaadi main chalaunga, kyunki tumhare ko ya, tumhare se gaadi yahan pe Delhi mein nahi chalti hai. Tumko nahi malum hai, tum bhul chuke ho ki Delhi mein gaadi kaise chalate hai."
So,
and Delhi traffic is jo main chhod ke gaya tha and jo aaj ka hai, it's very different, yaar.
That's true. Yeah, it's quite crazy, the traffic.
Yeah. So it was always with him. It was always ke nahi, tum side pe baitho, main chalaunga. And so I completely agree with what you're saying. But coming back to your kids, I'm sorry, I'm not leaving that point. Just want to know, kabhi aapne bachcho ko bheja nahi ki ja meri bike ke upar main bazaar se dhania leya?
Nahi, main kabhi bheji nahi waisa. Never.
But are there any lessons from biking that you've taught your kids that you learned over the years?
Yeah. You know, I mean, the thing about biking, especially if you're going on long trips and stuff, you know, or road trips, is that you have to be quick, you know, on your feet, and you can't just keep on spending your time planning. Of course, you have a general plan, but you can't be rigid about it. And you have to think quickly on your, you know, like while you're riding. I mean, you can't be like sitting, saying the next 10 steps, what this is going to be. It doesn't work like that. So you have to be spontaneous. That is one thing I do, you know, that I learned from biking, and I try to tell my sons that definitely.
You know, you have to flow like water.
Yeah. Flow like water. Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
But okay, so let's talk about, since the show is about anything to do with engines and anything to do with two-wheelers, four-wheelers, whatever. So,
yeah.
What are the kinds of bikes that you like?
Well, you know, I like classic bikes. I like, you know, that's why I like the Royal Enfield. You know, I like the Bullet. I mean, of course, the Himalayan is also a great bike. And a lot of my friends ride the Himalayan, but I stick to, you know, I mean, I like the Thunderbird, and maybe at some point I get a Triumph.
Nice. So
everybody, yeah, that's also a dream. At some point,
nice.
I do that. Yeah.
Very cool. Does the Thunderbird still come with the Ulta gear shifts and brake on the Ulti side? Or have they changed it?
Yeah, I don't know what the older one was like. So,
I remember is normally the brakes are on the right side and the gears are on the left side, right? But yeah, back in the day...
It's on the right side. Or maybe I've got an
brakes on the right side.
Yeah, it's on the
right
side.
The old one had it Ulta. So the old one...
Really?
The old Enfields, if you have a chance, ride the old Enfields, the Bullets... And Usme, the brake is on the left feet, and the gears are changed from the right ones.
Gosh, that'd be like difficult to do. How do you do that?
It was muscle memory. It was, you just keep going and... अगर आपको रुकना है तो आपको पता चलना चाहिए कि कौन सा वाला पांव इस्तेमाल करना है या फिर एक्शन का स्कूल टाइम.
Yeah.
All right. But you've been on bike trips, obviously. So what was the best trip for you when you went out on your bike?
I think, like everybody says, you know, Ladakh is the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. Honestly, that's the greatest thing. But it sounds very cliche to say it, but it's true. What to do?
Oh.
I mean, you know, nothing compared. I've been to Kashmir, and I've like ridden around the Rajasthan, of course, 10,000 times. And then Meghalaya and all these places, Madhya Pradesh, all these, you know, different parts of the country. But I don't know. I think Ladakh, there's nothing like it. It's just like a spiritual experience riding there.
Nice. Very cool. Okay. And one thing that you think... riders in India they should be doing more of?
They should be really, I mean, I don't know. I think now they're already doing a lot of it, like exploring the country and, you know, going on road trips. Now everybody is doing it everywhere. So, even people who are clearly not always biking, and you see it, they're not part of any biking community or anything, but you meet them on the road, like they've strapped a suitcase on their back seat and they're going, you know, I've met guys like that also. And they're not, you know, they're not part of any biking group, but they've just decided, this one guy from somewhere in Bengal, I met him on the way to Madhya Pradesh, in some obscure town. And he was, he said he had just strapped his suitcase on his bike and he decided to take off. And he was going to Mount Abu. So, yeah.
Wow.
People like that. So, yeah. All the way from Bengal. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Very, very cool. And would there be any tips for women drivers? Women bikers or bikers in general?
See, I mean, it depends on how, whether you're riding solo or whether you're riding with just one person or you're riding with a group. Now, if you're riding solo, if you're a woman rider, the same rules apply. I mean, just follow your instinct. You know, if you think somebody is a weirdo, avoid. You know, if you think some place where you want to have chai is full of like leery men or whatever, you know, you just avoid, like how you would avoid it. So you just go with your instinct. But otherwise, I don't know, just wear your helmet and your riding gear. That applies to everybody. And ride safe and don't try to be, you know, a hero on the road. That's what I'd say.
Right. You know, I go with a group for our off-roading sessions in the desert with our 4x4s.
Wow. Yeah.
But the one thing that is always told to us is that you should not be doing any of this by yourself. At least you should have two cars, two 4x4s, so that if one gets stuck, the other person, even if they're not able to help, but they can go and get some help.
Yes.
Because you're stranded in the middle of the desert. Nobody knows about it. At times, at places jahan pe you don't even have network. So, so that was one. And the other one was always, always carry water bottles.
Yeah. I guess, you know, I mean, that rule would apply everywhere, right? I mean, you should always
exactly.
be hydrated. Otherwise, you start having hallucinations on the road sometimes.
So true. So, for you, you've done group biking as well. And I'm guessing you've done solo trips as well.
Yeah. I've done solo and I usually ride with another friend of mine and both of us, you know, ride. Those most frequently I ride with her. And then I've had like group rides also and then so I've done some solo rides also.
So, diplomatically, mat answer karna. Ye wala best kaun si hoti hai? Group ke solo?
Actually, riding with one other person is the best, you know. Huh. One other person who's a buddy, who's a friend and who, you know, you can chill with. That's the best. And after that,
okay.
I play solo.
Group, okay. And then after that is group.
Yeah, after that is group. You know, because group sometimes can get like I was telling somebody, it's almost like a kitty party on wheels, man. It can get quite irritating. Sorry.
No, koi baat nahi. Happy Mother's Day. Hai. Do din ke baad.
So that's the thing.
Interesting. All right. So before we come to the end of the show, what would you like to tell all of our audience about riding? If anybody wants to get into riding, are there any tips that you would want to share?
If somebody wants to get into riding, basically, you know, you just have to keep on practicing. And then I'm sure there might be, you know, in your town, whichever town, you know, there'd be riding groups. So you need to like get in touch with them because that's a nice way of, you know, being part of the community and making friends in the riding community who will tell you if there's a ride happening. So if you're going for a cross country ride, it's always nice to go in a group. However, you know, asocial you are. So it's nice to you know, have contacts in groups and to, you know, make friends with people so that you, if they're going out, you can go with them. And it's always safer and nicer when you're starting out, you know. Yeah, so that's basically. And now I think in every, at least in India, every city has riding groups. And even specific riding groups, you know, like an RE group or an Avenger group or a Harley group. So, whatever bike you have, you can be part of that community.
Very cool. Nice, right?
Yeah.
So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's the end of another episode on The Gear Shifters. If you liked what we talk about, hit that subscribe button. It just helps the algorithm to share it with other like-minded individuals. So, we're available on all auto podcasts, on all podcast platforms, on HD Smartcast, as well as, agar koi bhi aapko feedback dena hai, get in touch via Instagram as well. On our page, it's HD Smartcast or my personal one, Siddharth Vora, SIIIHARTH. So, until next time, drive safe. Thank you so much, Manjula. It was a pleasure having you on the podcast. Our very first guest, Mubarako.
Thank you. It was great.
Thanks, Rim. Happy Mother's Day in advance. Drive safe and have a wonderful, wonderful day ahead.
Bye. You too.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.